FBI gun background checks are on a track for a record year. The Bureau processed nearly 2 million requests sent to the National Instant Criminal Background Check Systems. That's a 6% increase from the same period last year. Expert on all of this, John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime. People just want protection, John. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, and for good reason. I mean, we see what's happening in Europe. We see what's happening here. Police are extremely important. They have an incredibly difficult job trying to stop these types of terrorist attacks. And that is because when you have somebody in uniform, the terrorists have a huge strategic advantage. They can kill the officers first if the officers are there at the scene, or they can wait for them to leave the scene, or the terrorists can move on to some other venue that's not being guarded. It's simply impossible for police to go and guard all possible targets. And after the last Paris attacks, the President of France put 1,500 more troops on the streets of Paris. That's nothing. I mean, you have a city of 2.2 million people. Even if you put 50,000 troops on the street, or maybe even 100,000, there's no way round the clock they're going to be able to go and guard all the possible targets. And as we're seeing with this San Bernardino case, the factor that you see all the time is these guys plan these attacks way in advance. I wouldn't be surprised if we eventually find out that this attack was planned a year and a half, maybe even 2 years or so in advance.
And he just needed a trigger, and he got that trigger, didn't he?
Well, who knows whether it was a trigger or it was just something that, I mean, it seems from what I hear, they had told the grandmother in the morning that they were going to a doctor's appointment.
That's right.
Apparently, even before, he went to this party and stormed out. So who knows what was going on there. But whether it was this week or next week or whatever, you don't go and build bombs like they did. I mean, setting up the factory that they had there in the house. I mean,
yeah.
It must have taken a lot of resources and been put together over a long period of time.
It's going to be interesting, too, John, to see if they worked with anybody else or whether the two of them just worked in tandem.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite possible. I mean, to me, the more bizarre thing is almost the way a lot of our politicians are responding to this. You have people going and saying, look, we have to go and have these so-called expanded background checks. The irony is, California already has that law. Colorado already has that law. These are checks on private transfers of guns. Oregon, which had the community college shooting, and Colorado had the Planned Parenthood shooting recently, both of those have these expanded background checks. France has its version of these checks. And in Belgium, and you can look at all these places, and it didn't stop it. And you have politicians going and saying, look, we need to have this law that failed in all these cases put nationally on all the other states because that's the solution to go and solve these types of attacks. It's not serious in the sense that I can't even name one mass public shooting that would have been stopped as a result of having this type of law in effect anyway.
That's right. John, thank you so much.